I think we're outstanding today. I don't think there's any doubt about that. I think that from the first whistle to the last whistle, the players were up for it, and you could see that, the energy levels and the desire to get a result. But I lied to the football. I mean, the football was terrific, and you know, we've scored two outstanding goals, and we created another three or four great opportunities, and you know, it was a lapse of concentration really that allowed them firming back into the game. But other than that, I can't remember Craig Gatson having a save to make. I thought defended outstandingly today against two terrific strikers in the Goo and Moffat. They've been terrorising defenders, and we handled them very well. So overall it was a fantastic team performance, and I think it's the best we've played for over 90 minutes. We've played in patches at times, we've played for a half here and there. Over 90 minutes against a top side, I don't think anyone could deny the victory.
Best performance since you've been here?
Yeah, for 90 minutes. Ah. Yeah, over 90 minutes, that's what I'm saying. You know, we've had patches in game, we've looked good. Other times we've been a wee bit erratic at times. But today, no, I think it was a top level performance in every aspect, from without the ball, pressing the opposition, you know, closing down, denying space, and then with the ball, showing real composure and creativity, and being a threat as well. So, as I said, I think we've had the 3 points today.
Actions against Dunfermline as well, we've spoken about, you're saying, doesn't mean anything extra. Do you think with the players it'll mean anything for them? Like, maybe the confidence it takes?
It's confidence. Confidence, because you're beating a team at the top of the league, mm-hmm. and a team who are, you know, installed as favourites to win it. So, mm-hmm. but as I said before, every game is different. Every game is asked different questions of you. And the players were up for the challenge today, but you know, they have to be up for the challenge against Edinburgh next week. A different expectation, different pitch, different circumstances. That's football, you know. You have to deal with the match ahead of you. The match is now gone. We'll enjoy the weekend, and then we'll prepare again next week. But well, it doesn't even make any difference to me. It's Dunfermline. I'm just happy with two home wins back to back, 6 points. And I think the fans will go home delighted by the result and the performance. And that's really all that matters in football. We'll go on with next week's match come Monday.
There's a midlight with the boys in there.
Yeah, of course. There's a really good atmosphere. And, you know, it's always good to get in and have a very short team talk after the game, or you know, just say well done, fantastic performance, enjoy your weekend, see you Monday. And that's pretty much all. Yeah, so you have to say when a day like that, you know, just everybody deserves the praise. You players get enough criticism, and managers are first and foremost to dish it out. So when the players do well, tell them they've done well, and as I said, let them enjoy the rest of the day.
The energy put him is unbelievable. At corner, amount of luck. Looked knackered at
the end,
how much
he'd
actually
put into it. I mean, you cover the amount of ground he covers, it's, you know, understandable on occasion. But to be fair, to the, you know, late in the game, to get in the box and get in the end, and also we have enough ability to direct the header, it was outstanding. As I said before, I think, you know, everybody played their part today. It was a really good team performance.